I'm Johnny Vaughan. Good morning and welcome to Fighting Talk. Yep. Good morning. Welcome to Fighting Talk. This week, I've got a fantastic panel here for you, Five Live fans. From The Observer, a man who's made an uncharacteristically feisty start to the second half of our Fighting Talk season. Radio's Mr. Mild. Journalism's morning. Mr. Meek. Will Buckley's here, ladies and gentlemen. Morning, Will. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, very well.
Did you have a good week?
I did. Still celebrating Fordham's magnificent
It was
darts
brilliant,
victory.
Wasn't it?
Just, it's the first sport my kids have ever watched on telly. They just saw him and they were transfixed by the wonderful figure of a man.
Your kids are darts fans, yeah,
so they are, no. His forearms are the size of Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets, aren't
But his
they?
Hands just, are small.
And his hands are delicate.
Yeah.
And wonderful. I think there should be more sport for the weightier man.
Yeah. What I liked at the very end is they tried to interview him. Yeah. I think it was Ray Stubbs tried to interview him as he came out. And of course, he didn't speak sports interview language. And it wasn't until Bobby George, former pretty boy of darts, came in and got all like, you must have been right under it there. And suddenly, he's already warmed up and he felt comfortable. It was
yeah,
a great day, wasn't it?
Soft, gentle voice, didn't he? Great man.
Okay, also with us this morning from The Independent, looking for a second Fighting Talk belt. Have you ever won, actually, Steve?
No, I've never won, though.
Looking for a first Fighting Talk belt. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Bunce.
Thank you, Johnny.
From The Independent.
Three appearances, three defeats.
Good stats. How are you this morning, Steve?
Never been better. Fighting and ready to talk.
Are you fighting and ready to talk? Well, you sound like I think you're in the right place. Next up, one of Fighting Talk's favourite sons, one of the nation's favourite sons. It's taken him about 7 days to grow a long Gandalfian beard. And he is Keith Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
Oh, Keith, you are the reason for our lives. How are you this morning, Keith?
Very good, very good.
You were late in fact, you've just come in.
Yeah,
there's no preparation for
you. Bacon sandwich, and I hear we've dropped the who, what do you make of Keegan question.
What do you make with Keegan?
Yeah. Well, who do you make with Keegan?
Thank you for that, Keith. Yes, we certainly have. And what's gone in its place? Oh, the Olympic bid. Yeah. That'll be coming up at around item five.
I'll do some work on that.
But, ladies and gentlemen, it's a big day for us here because completing the panel, he's been away too long, but he's back.
Yes.
He's leaner. He's fitter. He's meaner.
Gay.
I know you love him. I know I love him. The theatre girls of Stevenage know him as Silly Billy, but we know him as the legend, Mr. Bradley Walsh. Morning, Bradley. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, JV. I'm looking pretty good, actually, here amongst the rest of this rabble.
You really are. You're looking really sober.
I thought I looked quite rough, but look, I shape up pretty good amongst this little lot.
Looking good, and you've got. I know you've got three shows today in Stevenage. There, your pantomime running right through to February.
Yeah, just selling Easter eggs now.
They're beginning the Christmas decorations back up again by the time you finish.
It's good to see you, though, mate, and of course everybody else. Thank you, and thank you.
Just before we go on, just two things. It's not going to be a regular slot, but there's a couple of really wonderful bits of hypocrisy have happened. Rick Wakeman, I don't even remember on the show last week.
Ricky.
I don't know if you stayed awake for his comments, but that's just mean. I love you, Rick. But he was on the show last week. He was talking about how much he hates darts, yeah? Imagine my surprise when I'm watching the darts final. Now, Rick Wakeman really went against darts. If you listen to the show, he went, well, didn't he?
Very anti-darts.
He went crazy. Watching the final, Tony Green, commentator, says, I had dinner with my mate Rick Wakeman the other night. He told me how much he's enjoyed the darts all week and all the best to the finalists.
Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
Rick Wakeman, shame on you, you horrible hypocrite. Also, actually, it's interesting you shouting hypocrite there, Brad.
Hypocrite he is.
Because we've had a lot of emails about this as well.
What?
For the man who pronounced the England rugby team as joggers who can catch, I noticed you went into three times you said that. I noticed you were there on their ITV gala performance drinking their champagne, weren't you, at the celebration?
Yeah, but it's not, you know.
No,
that's
no, you were there, Brad.
I was. I have to admit that Jason Leonard is a friend of mine.
Okay, these are the rules of Fighting Talk. It's not about being, hey, there's no hypocrite like a happy hypocrite, Brad.
No, you're not wrong.
God, it's not about being right, it's about good argument. Players get points for good punditry, you'll be hearing this. And if you're waffling and losing points, you'll be hearing this. If you're a wasp, I'll give the panellists encouragement with sounds like this. No, that's not really encouraging, is it? Sounds like that. This. This. And that. And the person with the most points at the end of the